We will begin the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning with a Bible question. Now here's the question. We're talking about one of the cities. It is near Jerusalem. It's not called a city, I don't think. In the Bible I'm looking at, it's called a village. It was the home of Lazarus and Mary and her sister Martha. What was the name of this village near Jerusalem? The home of Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. See if you can get that in your head, and I'll read the answer to that to you in just a moment from the Bible. It's found in John chapter 11, and there we are studying about the time that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We begin reading this chapter in our last class session, and we're going to continue reading that today. I'll probably begin reading about verse 17 if you want to get your Bible and follow along. Now, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m. followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's get to that Bible question. What was the name of the village that was the home of Lazarus and Mary and her sister Martha? And you'll find the answer to that in John chapter 11 and verse 1. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So if you had known the answer to that question, Bethany, then you've got a good Bible knowledge. You've been a very good Bible student. And let's see what we can learn today. John chapter 11, and I'll begin reading in verse 17. So when Jesus came, he found that he had been in the tomb 4 days already. That is, Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Martha, therefore, said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And even now I know that whatsoever thou shalt ask of God, God will give thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I have believed that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, even he that cometh into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The teacher is here and calleth thee. And she, when she heard it, arose quickly and went unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, who were with her in the house and were consoling her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up quickly and went out, followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Mary, therefore, when she came to where Jesus was and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping who came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, Behold how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not this man who opened the eyes of him that was blind has caused that this man should not die? Jesus therefore again, groaning in himself, cometh to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time the body decayeth, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, Said I not unto thee, If thou believest, thou shouldest see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou heardest me, and I knew that thou heardest me always, but because of the multitude that stand around it, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto him, Loose him and let him go. Many therefore of the Jews who came to Mary and beheld that which he did believed on him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things which Jesus had done. The chief priests therefore and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What do we? For this man doth many signs. If we let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain of them, one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor do ye take account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. Now this he said not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation, and not only for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God that are scattered abroad. So from that day forth they took counsel that they might put him to death. Well, we're going to stop there. That is in verse 53 of John chapter 11. And we'll turn to the little Sunday school book that I have. And it is written by E.A. Elam. He has notes on a Sunday school lesson called Jesus Raises Lazarus from the Dead for the Sunday schools of February the 21st, 1926. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he die, yet shall he live. The devotional reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 through 58. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not sleep. We all shall not sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? The sting of death is sin, but the power of sin is the law. And thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me go to this Sunday school lesson and read the geographical note. Bethany means house of dates. It was a village about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, just over the crest of the Mount of Olives. It is not mentioned in the Old Testament. It was the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and Jesus often lodged there. From there, Jesus made his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Near there, over against Bethany, from the Mount of Olives, Jesus ascended to heaven. Now, here are some notes at the beginning of this lesson called Helps and Hints for the Teacher. Jesus' sermon on the light of the world and the one on the Good Shepherd were delivered at Jerusalem during the Feast of the Tabernacles in the fall before his crucifixion. Other important occurrences at that time are recorded. Between the Feast of Tabernacles and the Feast of Dedication, some suppose that Jesus returned to Galilee and thence went back to Jerusalem through Galilee and Samaria, eastward to the Jordan, and through Perea, beyond Jordan. It is supposed that the record of the final departure from Galilee is found in Matthew 19, Mark 10, and Luke chapter 9. Others suppose that Jesus remained at Jerusalem or in Judea during this interval, making the final and mighty effort to teach and to save the nation. It has been stated, it is not necessary to know and not possible to give the exact chronological order of the events of Christ's history, but we can group the events together and know they occurred during a certain period of his life. The Feast of Dedication marks a point in the time of his history. The feast was instituted to commemorate the purging of the temple and the rebuilding of the altar after Judas Maccabees had driven out the Syrians in B.C. 164. It began about the 20th of our December and continued 8 days. It was observed somewhat like the Feast of Tabernacles and in all the towns and cities of Judea as well as Jerusalem. It was not by divine appointment, and Jesus did not observe it as such. Jesus used the occasion as an opportunity to teach the people, and the discourse he preached then is recorded in John chapter 10. The Jews sought again to take him, and he went forth out of their hand, and he went away again beyond the Jordan into the place where John was at the first baptizing, and there he abode. And many came unto him, and they said, John indeed did no sign, but all things whatsoever John spake of this man were true. And many believed on him there. During the Feast of the Tabernacles and Feast of the Dedication, which were only 9 or 10 weeks apart, the Jews tried twice to arrest Jesus and twice to mob him, and it seems they had laid secret plans to assassinate him. During the time between the Feast of Dedication and our lesson, it is probable that Jesus dined with the Pharisees and gave the parables of the lost coin, of the lost sheep, and of the lost boy, which we know is the story of the prodigal son. John alone gives an account of the rising of Lazarus from the dead. Some have supposed there was a special reason for this, but why should there be, when John omits the account of raising Jairus' daughter and raising the son of the widow who lived at Nain? Let's look at this text from John chapter 11. I'm going to go back to that. Let me turn to it here in my little Bible. Maybe you can be turning to it there as I do. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. I see my time is up. We'll continue this in the next class.